Hello, the Swag Minister of the Prophetess, Psalm 91, Episode 154, 154. So we personalize Psalm 91, verse 8. What do we say? Let's say it together. By this time, you should be saying together with me. One, go, let's go. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Wickedness and evil will never come near. They flee before you in the name of Jesus. So, in the previous episode, I spoke about wisdom, Sophia, as insight, and I gave you the example of Daniel. That what was seen in Daniel, what is said about Daniel, is what is inside, and what's inside of you is even more than what was in Daniel. So, Daniel was said to have light, understanding, and wisdom. Light, understanding, and this is the wisdom of God, Sophia. It is right there in you. Okay, so let's go back to Daniel chapter 5, 11 and 12. And he said, in him was found wisdom like the wisdom of the gods was found in him, whom the king Nebuchadnezzar, your father, your father made master of the magicians. I say, I wish I knew your name. But listen, God has made you master of the magicians, master of the astrologers, master of the Chaldeans. They were into witchcraft and soothsayers. That's why I don't understand when any born-again believer will even want a soothsayer, somebody to tell you your destiny. What do they have to say about you when you have the word of liberty, the word of wisdom that you can take, as James said, and look through it and see your reflection and see who you are in Christ Jesus? Oh, no. Listen, God has made you master of the astrologers, master of soothsayers, master of magicians, master of witches, master of wizards, master of whatever it is that they say they have, and they fly, they drink blood, they do whatever. Listen, no witch can stand before you and say anything. You are the master. If you know this and you believe it and you walk in it, you will see it operating. It's an amazing thing. Amazing thing. Huh? It's an amazing thing. You will see that you are truly a master of these ones. The wisdom of God in you is higher than every magic that can be put together. The highest magicians, the highest of the highest of the highest. Who are they? They cannot be compared with the wisdom of God that is sitting in you. They cannot be compared with what God has done in you in Christ Jesus. Huh? You are truly the master. Would you say that? You must be saying this. Say this over your life. I should not be the only one who's saying it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And there is nothing like when a man uses his own mouth to say it for your inner ear, to hear you saying it. Say it along with me. I'm the master of the magicians. Say it with confidence. I am the master of magicians. So I'm the master of astrologers. So I'm the master of palm readers. So I'm the master of Chaldeans. Say, I'm the master of soothsayers. Say, I'm the master of witches. Say, I'm the master of wizards. Say, I'm the master of cultists. Say, I'm the master of anybody who think they have anything that is high in this world. I am the master of that person. And that is who you are. And that's why the Bible says that we are far above all principality, Ephesians 1. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. That is why God says that about you. You are far. That far above means far superior. Listen, the new creation in you is far superior. You are far superior. Hallelujah. That's the wisdom of God in you. And you ought to walk like one who is far superior. Go in today, walk in today as one who is far superior. First, anybody, if there is anybody who is fighting over any court case with you, that person has already lost. Do you know? Oh, I feel sorry for that person. They've lost. Anybody fighting over anything with you has already lost. You are far superior. The wisdom of God is living in you. Now, what we're talking about is a spiritual thing. So if you look at your physical body, which might may be small, maybe your body is small and tiny. Look at your sister. Am I fat? You are. We're talking about the man on the inside. There is a man on your inside. And that is the man I'm speaking to. That you are far superior. In Jesus' name, you're blessed. So blessed. Bye.